This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukraine's special forces said on Monday they had killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea. The Russian Defense Ministry did not respond to Reuters news agency when asked if it was true. His name is Viktor Sokolov. He is commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers. Ukraine says he and 33 other officers were killed in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. If true, it would be a significant event. South Korea will stage its first large-scale military parade in a decade on Tuesday, with weapons ranging from ballistic missiles to attack helicopters rolling through Seoul in a show of force as it takes a tougher stance against North Korea. The parade marks the country's Armed Forces Day, normally a muted event relative to the massive events the North has staged under leader Kim Jong-un. The full-day event in Seoul will feature thousands of troops and South Korea's homegrown tanks, self-propelled artillery, as well as attack aircraft and drones. The United States established diplomatic relations with Cook Islands and Niue, two Pacific Island nations, on Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed agreements with prime ministers from both nations. President Joe Biden recognized the independence of the Cook Islands and Niue earlier in the day. Burkina Faso's military junta on Monday suspended the French news magazine Jeunique Afrique for publishing untruthful articles, what they say are untruthful articles, reporting tension and discontent in the armed forces. This is VOA News. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, saying that they feared prosecution, persecution, and ethnic cleansing.
We don't know what happens to us next. We don't know what the government has in store for us. There is not a single chance to go back. If there were chances, we would not leave in the first place. It is very dangerous there.
Desperate to leave, people were seen loading belongings into buses and trucks at the border with Armenia after Azerbaijan brought the breakaway region to heel by force last week. After crossing the border, many of the refugees arrive in the town of Goris, where they are given shelter and food. A Spanish prosecutor's office said Monday it will probe whether AI-generated images of naked teenage girls allegedly created and shared by their peers in southwestern Spain constituted a crime. The prosecutor received a 200-page police dossier with about 20 complaints from families denouncing that fake pictures of their daughters generated with an AI app were circulating on social media and chat rooms used by teenagers. Professor Fernando Miro said there is the question of liability for those who created the tool being used to generate the fake pictures.
We are waiting for the European law, AI Act, also CAI Convention from Council of Europe, several instruments that I believe are totally necessary to regulate this kind of tools.
The rise in children's use of such technologies has sparked widespread concern among parents worldwide. British police said on Monday they had launched an investigation into a number of allegations of non-recent sexual offenses following media reports that four women had accused actor and comedian Russell Brand in a string of sexual assaults.
It comes after a joint investigation by British media outlets, which reported the comedian was accused of rape and sexual assault by four women.
Obviously, I now in particular have a new experience on the way that the media and the state can cooperate and corroborate one another's narratives and stories.
Brand has rejected the allegations. He took to Canadian social media platform Rumble on Monday to accuse the government and mainstream media of trying to censor him.
That is Reuters correspondent Emma Gillet. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.